And we both thought about the passage and how we could look at it and preach about it. We both came up with a totally different aspect of what we wanted to bring out. It made me realise just how amazing the Bible is. From one verse of passage, you can learn so much. You can look at it from so many angles and still never run out of sermons to preach. So anyway, it was me doing the talk this morning, and I want to talk specifically about trust. Ever thought about trust? Really, really thought about trust. This passage this morning is such a well-known passage. We tell the children about it in their Sunday school group time. We listen to it and think about it, and we have our own opinion about it. I'm sure that all of us have heard lots of sermons about this subject. They would have touched on points like Peter's supposed lack of faith, how the disciples felt after all they had just heard the great Sermon on the Mount. They had just seen Jesus feed the 5,000 from seemingly nothing, and now they were in a storm, fearing for their lives. Their mistrust that it was really Jesus walking on the water. All these points would make wonderful starting points for sermons. All would make us think. They would challenge us, spur us on in our walk with God. But today, I don't want to talk about any of those things. I want to talk about trust. In our daily lives, do you realise just how much we trust? You trust your alarm in the morning to wake you up. You trust your body to perform all its functions. You eat, you drink, you breathe, you laugh, you cry, you see, you hear. The list is too long to mention. We trust the car, driving at speeds of 70 miles an hour or plus. And we trust our eyes, feet and hands to drive a machine. We trust the computer. We trust the internet. And why do we trust? Do we trust because we've grown up trusting our body to do all the functions? We never doubted for a moment that our hearts would beat, that breathing would provide us with oxygen. Do we trust because we've grown up in an age of technology? Many of us have been in cars from when we were a child. We know no better than to trust our mode of transport. With some of these issues, there's also the fact that we still have a form of control. You might drive a car, trusted to drive, but you can stop it at any time. So why do we have such difficulty in trusting our Heavenly Father? When we go back to the Sunday school examples, or tell Bible studies to children, we look at examples in the Bible, and we look at men and women of faith. Noah built an ark. Abraham left the land of Ur to travel to the promised land. Moses led the people out of Egypt. Joshua marched around the walls of Jericho. David defeated Goliath. Elijah defeated the prophets of Baal. The list goes on and on. They were history makers. What do they have in common? Faith in God and trust. Trust to believe that God would provide them that all they needed. God would lead them, and God would not let them fail. All these normal people led lives like you and me. They sinned, they failed their families, at times they broke promises. But what makes them different from us? They took a chance. They put their faith in the living God, listened to him, trusted him, and he did not fail them. The girl in the clip trusted while she could still see that God was there to catch her. But she was unwilling to do so when she couldn't see. Peter was willing to trust. He got out of the boat. He wasn't afraid of the storm. He walked because he focused on Jesus. He started sinking when he stopped focusing. But he also knew who to call when he stopped focusing and trusted that Jesus would save him. And he did. How many of us are even willing to contemplate going out of the boat? Life's storms come and difficulties are all around us. And instead of focusing on Jesus and walking by faith, we concentrate on how we can survive in our own strength. We do not tap in all that God has in store for us because we are too busy to survive. Jesus told us in John 14:12-14, "Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I'm going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. I know that in my own life I have not tapped into all that God has for me, because I have not trusted him. I am too busy concentrating on things. I am too busy to seek his kingdom. And as a result, I haven't had the privilege of seeing God work through me like this promise says. But I want to. I want to step out of the boat. I want to fall backwards and trust that my Heavenly Father is catching me. How about you? If we are willing to take a chance, we will never if we are unwilling to take a chance, we will never discover what living by faith is all about. Psalm 56 verse 11 says, "In God I have put my trust, I shall not be afraid." If we want to live a life that is centered in God, in which we experience the fullness of God, if we want to experience God working in us and through us, we must trust. We have to keep our eyes fixed on him. Jesus never promised us an easy life. In fact, he told us that we would face trials and tribulations in this life. But however, he promised us he would be with us always and that he would care for us in all our needs. If we want to have a relationship with God, we must commit. We must commit to love him, to spend time with him, to listen to him, to learn more about him, to spend time with other people and talk about him and with him. We need to keep our eyes focused on him, no matter how dark our circumstances are, how much the wind blows, how scared we are. We must keep our eyes focused on him, and we must walk on the water. In the clip we saw earlier, we saw faith in action. The first step of faith brought forth enthusiasm and joy and belief. The blind step, though, brought forth rejection. My question this morning is, in how many areas of our lives have we been challenged by God to take a step of faith and to trust? Have we done it, or have we found excuses? Have we rejected what God wanted for us? Have we wanted to stay in the boat? Have we wanted to stay in difficult situations because we did not want to trust what God had for us? Fix your eyes on God and trust he will never fail you. The more we know of God, the more unreservedly we will trust him. The greater our progress in getting to know him, the simpler and more childlike will be our faith. As we close this section of the service, just reflect for a moment on whether or not you have issues of trust. Do you trust God with your life? Do you trust the plans he has for you? Do you trust God for your family? Do you trust God for your finances? Are you willing to step out of the boat? Are you willing to fall backwards and trust? Spend some time this week in prayer, asking God if there are areas in your life in which you have held on to control. Ask him to forgive you before you take a step of faith and start walking on the water.